Hey, how are you? Thanks for listening to The Value Investor and for listening to my past podcasts. If you've not been able to, please check out my past podcasts. I'll be continuing to make summaries of the book, The Intelligent Investor. And actually, last week during Berkshire Hathaway's annual meeting, Warren Buffett brings up the book, The Intelligent Investor, and the author of the book, Benjamin Graham. He states that it's one of his favorite books to read, and believes that Graham is one of three of the smartest people he knows. Today on The Value Investor, I'll be taking a look at several ways that you can invest your money. So let's get started by discussing investing in the stock market. When you invest in the stock market, you're buying a share of a company, meaning you're purchasing a small piece of that company. The stock market is where investors buy and sell shares amongst each other by bidding to determine the share price of the stock. More bids there are, the greater the price of the stock. A real-life example of this would be if you were considering buying a watch on eBay. As the demand for the watch increases, so as there's more people looking at the watch and looking to buy the watch, the bids will increase over time, which will lead to the watch being more expensive. Usually, the value of a company can be determined from the stock market price and the outstanding shares. Some pros of investing in the stock market is that today, it's actually pretty easy to create a portfolio through several investing apps. Some of these apps include some like Robinhood, Webull, and Schwab, which all can be downloaded on your smartphone. They've made it really easy by providing zero commission trading on stocks. Companies such as Microsoft, Apple are publicly traded in the market. Another way that you can invest your money in the stock market is by investing in index funds or exchange traded funds. An exchange traded fund may represent a whole industry. So rather than investing in Apple, in Microsoft, you invest in the whole technology industry. A con of investing in the stock market is that compared to the other three investments that we'll be looking at, it's considered the riskiest if you're not doing your research. The stock market is affected by countless number of factors, and you can never pinpoint the price of a stock and what you expect it to be. One day you can be up 5% in the market, and another day you can be down 10%. One thing that you should know is that based on the S&P 500 index, which is the measurement of the top 500 companies in the US stock market, you will receive an annual return of about 10%. So we'll say that based on that average, we'll say that you, when you invest in the stock market, you'll get a return of about 10% of a year. And to be honest, sometimes that value might be an exaggeration just because we're really looking at, are you picking the best of the best companies in the stock market? One thing that you should know, though, is that an investment like this is considered to be more liquid when we compare it to the other investment opportunities. So you can sell your securities right away and get your money in a couple of days without any fees involved. The next type of way to invest your money is through buying bonds. Bonds are a loan usually to the government or a company. In return, they will pay you a fixed rate over a definite time period. The most popular type of bonds are the US Treasury bonds and can be bought online through treasurydirect.gov, but you will have to go through a bank or broker to secure your bond. There are two types of bonds, competitive versus non-competitive. In a competitive bond, you specify the yield that you will accept, while in a non-competitive, you agree to accept whatever yield is determined at the time of purchase. Currently, the bond rate for a maturity of 30 years is 4.35% for a non-competitive bond. That means you're going to keep that bond for 30 years, or the government will keep that money for the next 30 years, and then they'll return that money back to you with that percentage of 4.35%. In times of financial downturn, the rate increases usually because the government needs funding. A bond secures your principal and provides an adequate return. However, if you need that money earlier, So let's say if you needed that money sometime in those 30 years, so maybe you need it in the next 15 years, then you will have to pay a fee to get that money. The next type of investment we're going to look at is a mutual fund. A mutual fund is an investment through a financial institution that will create a portfolio for you. So a portfolio is just a group of stocks, bonds, and short-term debts. A popular mutual fund is the Vanguard Dividend Growth Fund, and funds like these can be opened through asset management companies such as Vanguard, Fidelity, Charles Schwab, and Goldman Sachs. This fund includes offering exposure to dividend-focused companies across all industries. Rather than you picking these individual stocks and bonds to invest in, a fund manager will make these decisions for you. While that sounds very easy and less work that you have to do yourself, usually mutual funds have a minimum balance to invest and will also deduct an expense ratio. The minimum balance to invest in the Vanguard Dividend Growth Fund is $3,000 and an expense ratio of 0.22%, meaning they will take 0.22% of your funds every single year. Some mutual funds will end up being your retirement account. A good long-term mutual fund will have an annual return of about 8 to 10%. And comparing this to something like the S&P 500 index, you're basically getting the same thing, except you're spending more money because you have to have a minimum account balance, and at the same time, you have to consider the expense ratio. If you're interested in being someone who does not understand the stock market or does not want to learn about it, it's best bet if you just place your money into a mutual fund then. The last type of investment we'll be taking a look at today is a retirement fund. There are a few types of retirement funds, and these include something like a 401k, a 403b, Roth IRA, an IRA, and several others. Today, though, we'll only be looking at a 401k and a 403b. One thing that you should know is that a retirement fund are investments for when you retire. So the government states that the retirement age currently is 59 and a half, so you will only be able to use that investment when you're 59 and a half, even if you were to start it, you were able to start your investment even 5 years prior. Every year, either through your job or asset management company, you will contribute money into your 401k or a 403b. You can create these types of accounts usually through your work. A 401k will be for profit companies and 403b will be for nonprofits. You can contribute up to $19,500 per year on it. Sometimes your employers will match your contribution, which makes it even better for you because then you can contribute up to $56,000 in your account. Usually, you cannot withdraw these contributions from these accounts or there will be a fee involved. From there, a fund manager will invest the money into a fund and you will get an average of 5 to 8% rate of return. Usually, a 401k or a 403b is considered a very safe investment to make, and I would recommend that you create an account through your employer the minute you get the chance to. It helps you when an employer can match the investment. So these are the four types of ways to invest your money. Just because the rate of return might be greater for certain investments, that doesn't make them better in any sort of way. Here, take a look at what works with your income and your time to make a good choice on the investment you would like to choose. If you would like to get started with investing in the stock market today, please sign up using Robinhood, Webull, Schwab, or several other companies who do zero commission trading. I would recommend that you look at Schwab or Robinhood, both platforms which I do use, and you can actually set up an account using the link I've provided in the podcast information section. Thank you so much and hope you have a good day.